T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here on the Alex Dono Show, 560 WQAM. So the Hurricanes baseball team is headed to the ACC tournament. This is the swan song. Well, hopefully they can actually qualify for the NCAA tournament. But Jim Morris just had his final home series in Coral Gables. After 25 years, he is set to retire once this season is over. To talk about that and talk some football as well, we bring in our friend Christy Chirinos from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. She joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Christy, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you, Dono?
I'm doing very well. And it really is the end of an era, Hurricanes baseball. 25 years for Jim Morris. You got to tell me, you were at the media availability earlier today. What was the mood like there among folks in the program and, of course, Coach Morris himself?
Let me tell you, it was really interesting to talk to those guys. They are very confident, and why wouldn't they be? Despite the fact that it's kind of been a little bit of an up-and-down season, and we know they've had some incredibly disappointing losses, they're going into the ACC tournament riding a 10-game win streak. And, you know, that's how you want to go into this. So Jim Morris said, listen, we've won 10 straight. Why not win 4 more? Win this tournament outright. Get ourselves a spot in the regionals and see what happens next. So, I mean, everybody that we talked to, from Andrew Cabezas to Freddie Zamora, who's, you know, a freshman doing this for the first time, they're all very confident. They think they can do it. They think that they can put it together, you know, and at least get themselves into the championship game. You know, but I do think they need to win it to try and get that spot. So it'll be interesting just to see how the next couple days play out for them.
Yeah, there have been a lot of ups and downs in recent years for that UM baseball program, and kind of the unfortunate side effect I see from that, Christy, is I don't feel like, from a lot of fans, not from every fan, but I think for a lot of fans, Jim Morris is not being appreciated as much as he should be, because right now the last few years have maybe left a stronger impression than the body of work over 25 years. So with that in mind, how important would it be if this team can build that Cinderella story after winning 10 games, if they can win the ACC tournament and get into the NCAA tournament, how much would that mean as an exclamation point for Jim Morris on the way out?
You know, obviously, I think his legacy at Miami is pretty much intact. I mean, 13 College World Series appearances, 2 national titles, you know, that's huge. But obviously, everybody around the program, including the players, including Coach Morris, know that fans have really kind of seized on the last 2 years and some of the struggles Miami has had. So, you know, to a player, everybody that we talked to today, from Andrew Cabezas to Freddie Zamora, you know, they all just said, listen, we want to do this for ourselves. Obviously, we want to get the Miami baseball program back in the postseason. We want to start a new streak, but we want to do this for 3-2. They acknowledge that this is his last season. They, you know, they want him to go out on as high a note as possible, because if you were around that team last year, you know how despondent they were at not getting into the tournament and, you know, having that end. I mean, Morris and several of the players were practically in tears that day. It was, you know, really tough to watch, and credit to all of them for, you know, talking to us that day and you know, sharing their stories. So they don't want to feel that again, not for themselves and definitely not for 3, because, you know, they do. Those players signed up to play for him. They wanted to be there for him. They respect what he has done at Miami. So they want to make sure that they can send him out on the best note possible. It absolutely is a motivating factor for them this week.
You know, what do you've probably also been around Gino DeMare, who's taking over. Do you think a lot will change with the program? He is somebody who's on the staff already. So can we kind of expect he will more continue UM baseball the way things have been going, or could dramatic changes be coming?
I don't know. You know, I think that continuity is going to be good. I mean, it's always tough to be the guy after the guy, right? And,
yeah.
And Jim Morris has talked about how tough it was for him. He said, if I hadn't had Ron Frazier's endorsement, you know, and Ron Frazier's support when I arrived at Miami, I don't think I would have taken that job. So he is giving that same kind of support, that same kind of backing to Gino DeMare as DeMare gets ready to take over the program. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, what kind of changes he makes. But I expect there to be a little bit of, you know, continuity, a little bit of fluid. Maybe things change in how, you know, a lineup is drawn up or, you know, some changes in recruiting here or there. But you kind of have a feeling that the system that is in place is something there for them to build on, and that, you know, hopefully will just be what they need and a little bit of a fresh start moving forward.
Christy Chirinos from the South Florida Sun Sentinel is with us. She covers the Miami Hurricanes. So, Christy, you know we have to talk a little bit of football.
We always have to talk football.
So how are things going with freshmen, the ones who were not enrolling, were not early enrollees? Pretty much everyone else has arrived on campus now, right?
Yep, everybody is in except for one. Cam Davis is due in later this summer, and the expectation is, yes, everybody not an early enrollee is there. So we're talking, you know, Al Blade from St. Thomas and Nessa Silvera from American Heritage, two of the local guys. Mark Pope is there. So, you know, they're going to get to work. They're going to get their first dose of, you know, off-season workouts and college classes. But, yes, everybody reported today. I checked in with Miami, and, you know, they're excited to get that aspect of everything going as well.
And, you know, you're writing a piece in the Sun Sentinel about expectations for the Miami Hurricanes football team this coming season. And from what I understand, Christy, Athlon Sports, which is a publication, I know some folks who work there. I think it's a good place to get college football information, predictions, news, all that. They've got a pretty high expectation for the Canes.
Yep, they actually, in their magazine that comes out tomorrow, they are going to pick Miami to finish number 6 in the nation next year. And that's not starting the season preseason top 10. This is where they think the Hurricanes have the ability to finish. So they think Miami's going to get, you know, back to Charlotte, back to the ACC championship game. They think they'll face Clemson again. They think it'll continue to go Clemson's way. But they expect that Miami will be, even with the question marks at quarterback and offensive line, which they acknowledge, they still believe this team has the potential, because of the defense, because some of the playmakers coming back, to be a top 10 team. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, that'll be another jump. They finished this year ranked 13th in the last AP poll. Now this is going to move them into top 10 category, just outside the top 5, if they are able to obviously perform to that level of expectation.
You know, Christy, to what you're saying, it reminds me of something. And yeah, like Athlon and anybody who follows this program will acknowledge there is a question mark at quarterback after the way Rozier finished last season. There are question marks on the offensive line. But I agree, this team is going to be really good, because I think everything that they do will be taking the tone of a dominant defense. And it's why I was talking last week, Christy, about a player on every South Florida team who I think will be the most important player on that team. And I gave Shaq Quarterman my nod for next year. I think Shaq Quarterman will be the most important player on that Hurricanes football team, because the linebacking core, I think, will be the most dominant unit on that team. I see him as one of the leaders of not only that defense, but that entire football team. So I think a guy like that could set the tone for a great season.
Absolutely. I mean, you started kind of sharing a little bit of your thoughts, and I'm like, he's going to say Shaq. Because it's true. This is a young man who, obviously, we see the talent on the field. You know, what he can do, how he can hit, how he directs traffic out there for the defense. That is all amazing. But it's also what he does off the field, in the locker room. You know, it was interesting how Thomas Brown on the offense, you know, the offensive coordinator, kept saying, we need players to step up on the offense. We need that leader to emerge. We need that guy to come forward. And you never heard Manny Diaz saying anything like that, because he has Shaq, because he has Michael Pinkney, because he has Zach McLeod and Michael Jackson and Jaquan Johnson. But really, truly, I mean, the heart and soul of it is Shaq Quarterman. And as he goes, he sets the tone for these guys. They listen to him. They respect him. And, you know, he handled himself like such a pro last year at ACC Media Days as a sophomore. And, you know, people that didn't regularly cover Miami walked away, blown away, impressed by how he carried himself. And the thing is, those of us down here, we've been seeing that since he got here. So now when you look at that, he's going to go into his junior year. It has the potential to be something special. And, you know, the caveat with every junior is, let's enjoy it, because we don't know what he may be thinking going forward.
I love it. Final stretch of a great career for Jim Morris coming up, and already talking football in late May. There's nothing I love more than that. Christy Chirinos does great work in the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Follow her on Twitter at Christy Chirinos. Thank you so much for taking some time here on a Monday night.
You got it. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.